Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Ball, who's managing director with Stifel Nicolaus. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I thought we'd end up the year talking to you because, for one thing, it'd be nice to have a good optimistic perspective. And you've been somewhat pessimistic over the last several years of interviewing you, and I think your outlook's changed a little bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing what an election can do, and I approach this from a pure business, not getting into the politics of social issues, which is something very different. But I think to state it as clearly as I can state it, we've gone from a anti-business climate where profiteering is almost villainous to one where we're going to have not just Trump, but his cabinet, who are highly successful, in many cases, business people who know how to get things done. And you could sense, it's too early, obviously he's not president yet, but you could see with the sentiment surveys, both business sentiment and consumer sentiment, the shift that's already occurred. And some of the companies we're covering in the discretionaries like furniture are telling me that traffic's better and business is already better. So I think there's a level of optimism here. Obviously, we've got to see what he gets done the first 100 days. But I think that we've become numb to the cumulative negative impact of all the regulatory burdens and tax burdens and cost burdens on business. And we're going to see those stopped, if not in some cases reversed, and it'll be very interesting to see what transpires on a business level.
All right. You just wrote a little piece a day or two or so called Trump Bump. And one of the conclusions you draw there is that it's kind of a mixed bag because you do cover all interiors, so some stocks are doing better than others. Give us a quick summary of that, if you would.
Yeah, the mixed bag piece, while the fundamental outlook maybe is improved somewhat, you have the immediate increase in mortgage interest rates, which has increased from roughly 3.5% to the low fours on the 30-year fixed. And obviously, everything being equal, you'd prefer to not see cost of a mortgage go up. $300,000 loan, the rate increase we've seen would increase the monthly payment about $120 a month, or about a 7% increase. Now, I happen to think, Kemp, that obviously that's the anticipation that the economy is going to get better, that we're going to see some level of reflation. Indeed, you saw the Fed move the other day and indicate they might move as many as three times next year, quarter point each. If that doesn't come to pass, I would think we'd see those mortgage rates fall back down. But then we'd be back into that malaise of 2% GDP growth with very low interest rates. What I hope we see develop is that wages catch up. And what you really want to focus on is that housing affordability index, which obviously takes into account the price of the home, the cost of the funding of that home, and then your income or ability to pay. And what I would like to see is a neutral trade where perhaps the mortgage payment goes up, but your wages go up. Because I think if that happens, the confidence to commit to a home, to big-ticket purchases, goes up. So we'll have to wait and see. Right now, the caution a little bit in some of the stocks, though, is what do higher interest rates mean for housing activity?
Yeah, let's talk about a couple of things. I just wrote an editorial for the January issue. Retail sales in November were up 3.8% versus November of 15, so that's a good number. And consumer sentiment is the best it's been since 2007. So those two things right there are pretty good indicators. And we're just kind of settling in. There's a lot of uncertainty on this whole president-elect situation.
Yeah, and there's discomfort in the business community. It's around some of the immigration policy and trade threats. My guess is, and it's just a guess, is that those won't be focal points in the first 100 days. And he may well back off of some of that stuff because it's going to be contentious and difficult to do. But, on the flip side, at least he's talking about, hey, let's focus on trying to keep jobs in America. And maybe there are ways, and the carrier deal was kind of a quick insight into how perhaps things will work. So that at least there's optimism and hope for a change. But obviously, if we see lower corporate tax rates, if we see lower personal income tax rates, and I think the biggie, Kemp, is this whole regulatory, it takes many forms. It can be permits, It can be Obamacare, the cost involved, and it can be in the financial industry I live in, all of the stacks of regulations against trading and this and that, where the cost, the only employment growth in the financial services industries in the last few years has been to hire compliance people. Well, that's not productive. So we'll see. It'll take time to unravel some of this stuff, but I think we're going to know a lot come May or June as to whether some of the policies are working, if not sooner. Certainly, you can see in the stock market and some of the sentiment measurements that there's optimism that it is going to change.
Let's talk about that. I mean, some people would wonder if the stock market, you know, which is bumping along here at 20,000 for the Dow Jones Industrial, if that's overheated.
Well, I never really opine on markets in general. You know, there's a lot of things that move markets short term. And it's interesting that I have a number of clients who want to trade this rally and get out. And the general thesis there is this is all optimism with no changes yet.
Yes.
Okay, so
right.
There could well be a period of time before any change, and the enthusiasm will wear off, the stocks will trade off. That certainly could happen. What, though, I'm focused on is we've just been through 8 years of anti-growth. What happens if we have 8 years of pro-growth? That would, I think, in hindsight, if that happens, make this rally look like just the starting point. So you probably have to separate the long-term view and the short-term view. The short-term's always harder to call, but I think there's reason for optimism. I think the stock market's going up for a reason. And, you know, we're just going to have to see the policies enacted, what they will mean. But I think it could be significant.
Yeah, personally, I have two different funds. I have a retirement fund, which I let somebody else manage. And it's doing fairly well, like similar to the market. And then I have my own play fund, which is heavily weighted in flooring stocks. So I haven't seen the gain in the last 6 weeks that the market's seen.
Yeah, the market has traded up specific groups like defense or banks,
yeah.
Trying to pinpoint specific policies. Obviously, interest rates going up are good for the banks. But I think, you know, if GDP goes up, so if we're looking at 4% GDP growth instead of 2%, if that happens, that rising tide's going to lift all boats.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that may be a way to play it, is to play the stocks that haven't rallied here in the last 6 weeks. That's getting the nuances. But, you know, I think the real call is, do you believe this economy can grow faster over the next several years than it has in the past few? And I think the answer is yes, and that really is the heart of driving earnings, which drives stocks. I think there's reason for optimism. Always hard to know when a market is outrun short term. But I think the true value of the market, whether it's appropriate or can go dramatically higher, hinges on reflating that growth rate of the general economy. I think, again, I would argue that we've become somewhat numb or blind to how slow a growth we've had. You know, coming out of the worst recession we've had since the Great Depression, and that's highly unusual to see tepid GDP growth of 2% coming off of a bottom that was a vicious V down, but has been really an L-shaped kind of recovery, as we call it, instead of a V-shaped recovery. And I think that speaks to policy, taxes, regulatory uncertainty, and a lot of those things could be changing, and the market senses that.
All right, John, well, I was glad to hear that your outlook is good, and it's great to visit with you. Hope you have a great Christmas, and talk to you in January.
Thanks again. We'll see you in the new year.
Okay. So again, been talking to John Ball, Managing Director with Stifel Nicolaus, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.